the best we might see in our lifetime this autumn. So certainly worth getting out to the races to see that, wherever she might be over the next couple of months. All right, Brett, we better leave it there. Many thanks. Have a good day today.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the ATC. You're listening to Racing HQ.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bit of movement, wide out, attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. Locked and loaded for the TAB Epsom. And it looks as though we're set. Racing now.
Racing HQ, setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to Racing HQ. If you're joining us for the first time today, you've been with us for the last half hour on Sky Sports Radio. I'm Jason Witham, filling in for Andrew Bensley, who's taking a few weeks of leave. We're about to be joined by Ron Duffacy to run you through the Rosehill program and talk to all of our guests this morning. Morning to you, Duff.
G'day, Jace. Looking forward to Rosehill Gardens today. First time in a while. Some very promising horses engaged too, so a bit of interest in the program. The two-year-olds are always hold. A bit of excitement, the anticipation with them at this time of year, leading into slipper time, and a pretty good-looking highway as well, with plenty of runners.
Certainly is, Duff, as well. Back from the Magic Millions, of course. How was the Gold Coast?
Yeah, always, the Gold Coast is always good. It's a very, very successful sale for the Magic Million. Breaking all records again, and they put on a really good show for race day and leading into the race day as well. So there's plenty of action on the Gold Coast early January, but we move on because we, won't be long before, our big racing starts again. It's a matter of weeks.
It is, isn't it? And the first race, of course, the countdown to the Golden Slipper Sprint, it just strolls around so quickly.
It certainly does, So, like I say, all the good horses are back in work. They're trialling. We've already seen Winx trial, would you believe that? So early, and she's back, and she'll have another trial and probably an exhibition gallop before we see her back at the races. And who knows, won't be long before the Autumn Sun and all these other promising horses come along as well.
Yeah, exactly, Duff. It's an exciting time of year, no doubt, as we get through all of the holiday period and move on now into the good racing. Just before we chat to the first of our guests, I'll just run through the scratchings today at Rose Hill. It's race one, numbers 5, Deep Chill, 8, Oslo, 9, Cafars, 10, Peralta, and 12, Vici, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12. Second race, number 1, Let's Party Marty. The third race, 2, Envy of All, and 5, Gwyneth, 2 and 5. Race 4, 14, Gem Dealer, 17, Not Bossy, in the emergency, number 20, Honour the One, 14, 17 and 20. Race 5, number 7, In Good Time. Race 5, number 7, races earlier. The 6, 3, The Avenger, 7, Poetic Charmer, 3 and 7. Race 7, number 9, Sugar Bay Leonard. Race 7, number 9. Race 8, number 7, Miss Shanty, number 7. And race 9, number 3, King Tom Lola, comes out number 3. Our first guest is John O'Shea. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks. A few good ones in today. We start with the third race, it is. Fox Swift, the mare, fitter for the one run back, but the tempo didn't really suit her first up.
Yeah, no, not a lot went right that day, and probably young Rob probably heard just not dropping down onto the rail and riding for a little bit of luck up the lane. Yeah. Change the result, but just she would have had time to run in transit, So, doesn't get a lot of luck from the gate today and have to go back, but I still think she can run a nice race.
So you're happy with the way she's going, although that, not a lot went right there first up, John?
Well, yeah, not a thing went right, Duff. And then sectionally, obviously, it was an impossible task, So it's probably to give her that run, mate. And, she'll just be ridden quietly again today, but we'll probably look to try for a bit of luck up the rail,
Tom Marquand, he rides. You're instrumental in bringing him over here. And did I read yesterday that he's thinking about stretching it out another couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, we're probably going to stay. He'll probably stay now to the middle of February. So we just had to confirm, what his requirements were back at home from Richard, and I think we'll stay for that meeting at Warwick Farm with the big English race series on. So, and then he'd probably have to get home because the, you know, the flat season starts here in the middle of March and he needs to get himself organised. But, you know, it's been a really successful tour for him.
Yeah, he's certainly a very, very capable rider.
Yeah, look, and he's been a, you know, it's been a revelation in the sense that, you know, as you saw there on Wednesday, he's not frightened to sort of make a move on him and let him go on a good gallop. It's just probably taken a few of our riders by surprise, you know, and it's been really good for it. I think it's good for Tommy and good for, you know, the riders in Sydney. Made him a little bit more competitive, haven't they?
Yeah, certainly has. The other bloke you singled out earlier, I know he's not apprenticed to you, but young Dolan, you put him on his way and he hasn't looked back as well.
Well, he's great, Ronnie. I think technically, one of the reasons I like him is technically he's a really accomplished young boy. He sits on him very quiet and, you know, he can use stick in both hands. And, you know, they're all things that, you know, you saw, you know, James McDonald was able to do as a young rider as well. So he's fantastic. And for a young kid to be able to ride him back in the field is a great attribute, you know. So he's ripped through his claim pretty quickly, and I suppose he continually will because he's so light. He rides wide as well.
Yeah, for sure. All over Bossa Nova, a new acquisition for your stable. I don't know how new is she. What's the story? She trialled nearly 12 months ago.
Yeah, she trialled and then she pulled up with a problem, so she's had to just regroup with her. She went and had a spell, some rehab, and then she's probably ready to come back in towards the end of the year. And just we waited on her because ideally the purpose of her coming to Sydney was to try and, you know, get a bit of black type or a bit more black type. And so, you know, the right time for her to come in is now. And I think even she'll be advantaged by a little bit of sting in the ground later on in the season as well. So she's got plenty of improvement, whatever she does today. But she's a really nice mare. Every time we step her out in public, she's been really willing. And so I think today will be no different. But, condition-wise, she does have good improvement in it.
Okay. She's drawn barrier 9. As a rule, she's a bit of a speed horse, but there's a lot of speed underneath her. You're positive, negative, or in between?
I think that, you know, she's the best plan for her will be to try and cross Michael Friedman's horse, you know, and if she can get across him, she should have a little bit of speed to him because he's had the extra trial there over a bit further. So, you know, he'd be inclined to sort of get across him and then try and find the, you know, the 1-1 if he could.
Yeah. And you finish at the last with this horse in magnificent form, Dawn Raid. He's shooting for 4 straight.
Yeah, look, we never would have thought he's going around single figure odds on a Saturday race meeting, but I suppose, you know, he's run the other evening was a really good performance. He maps very well, and he's probably found the right race if he's ever going to be competitive on a Saturday here. There's no issue. You know, look, he's probably trained on, if not improved a little bit since his win the other day. He's actually just popped over a few logs here this morning, and he's a very happy little horse. Billy seems to get along really well with him and looks to map well in the race, you know.
Okay, there's a solid maiden at Kembla today. You've got a horse called Killer Instinct who looks pretty promising.
Yeah, mate, we really like her. I mean, she's probably, you know, this will be her last one. She'll have a break. And I think, you know, as a young staying prospect, she's a beautiful filly and did a good job the other day and it's been good form out of the race. So, you know, hopefully she gets the right run and gets herself on the board today.
Beauty. Good luck with them today.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you, John. John O'Shea there joining us with a few good runners today and we'll look to have a good chance as well. Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ. It's coming up to 7:09. And listening to us on Sky Sports Radio and indeed on Sky Racing and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Now, race number 2 today at Rose Hill. Gee, we'll see a short one here, Ronnie, in Lungberg. He was impressive, wasn't he, last start?
Gee's a nice horse, Jase. He's he was arrogant winning first up there in mid-December, admittedly on a wet track, but what he did there captured the attention to the eye, and then what he did the other day, he just owned that race. Look, he was very attractive when he went up at $2.60. He was still attractive when he was $2.20, and now I looked late last night, and he was $1.70 or something. So
yeah.
I was thinking he was the bet of the day, but I don't like making bet of the days at odds on quotes. But, I think everyone's found him, that's for sure.
Yeah, you and me both, Ron. I was certainly keen on him when he was black figures. But, yeah, 175 now on Tabfix. Gerald Ryan's about to join us. Morning to you, Gerald.
Morning, Jase. Yeah, good morning, boys.
How are you? Good to see you. Got four in today. Might start with the second race. Mentioning Lungberg just there with Ronnie Gerald, but you bump into a pretty handy one there. But you've got this three-year-old Zoustar filly. She probably looks a bit better suited over further, but you know, pretty good back in the winter last year. I think that Hawkesbury win culminated a pretty good campaign.
Yeah, she come a long way last prep, her first prep, but like you say, she's better further ground. She started off in a 1400 at Kemblin there when she went a mile and 1800, but no, she wasn't going to Kemblin today with the weather and that all thing. I thought, oh, just see, you know, 1300 first up, just walk across the road. And she's a lot sharper this time in her work and her trials than what she used to be, and she seems to found a little bit of speed from somewhere, but she does give an impression that she will get better over longer ground, you know.
She really didn't have much room in that trial and wasn't really extended. I thought she trialled quite nicely, Gerald.
She did, Ronnie. She did trial nice, you know, and her work's been sharper too, so no, I wouldn't. I'd probably go a bit quick for her early today, but last time in, I'd have thought in the 1300 she'd be way back in the field, but yeah, the way she is now, I think she won't be too far away, really. Mm. And but she's going good, and nice big track of suitor, and we'll see where she sits after today.
Yeah, interesting filly, because, you know, being by Zoustar, you'd think, oh, straight away, oh, she'd be a sharp type. Is she on the dam side? Is she bred to, you know, get over further?
Yeah, she's our Oceanata, who is the dam of Harper's Choice.
Oh, okay, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and she's a big filly, tall filly. She's, you know, probably nearly 16.3 hands high. She's a big filly and lovely kind filly, but she just gets around the place like a stay, and you'll see in the mountain other day, she, you know, she just big, long lope and walk on her, and every indication she's got her attitude and her physique is she get ground, yeah.
Race three, Miss Celebration. Well, she just keeps jumping the bar. I loved the first up win. She got sort of in that awkward on-pace position, you know, not being able to cross the leader, and she still give a sprint on straightening.
She's an honest little thing, and no right number to go. And she had a couple of hiccups, immaturity-wise, in that early. That's why she didn't run before she was nearly four. But she just, like you said, every time we've lifted the bar with her, she's gone well, and it's probably my fault her only defeat. She probably had enough going to Warwick Farm, but she's bounced back good, and she's trained on well, worked really well here the other morning. Just maps a bit awkward today. Speed inside her, where she gets, whether she gets outside the leader or whether she may land 1-1, but you know, she's pretty practical and pretty straightforward, and I think, you know, it just depends on how quick they go early, where she ends up. But one thing I did know, she'll try her heart out in the straight.
That's for sure. One of the more interesting runners of the day is this ex-North Queenslander Platinum Tycoon. He's an interesting horse. He's very sharp in that trial.
Yeah, he has been. I've watched him all the way along because I've had horses with Michael Lee met before, and when I had this horse's mother from Michael, and no, I've watched him all the way along. He can be very sharp. He can take a sit too up there, but he's not a very big horse, so he's been carrying big weight, so he'll appreciate sort of down at 52 on his back. But he's working all right going into the trial, but he trialled really well. Trialled a lot better than I thought he would, really, and he appears to have trained on good since, yeah.
In the past, is, you know, if you get a good North Queensland sprinter, they can shape right up, you know, these short courses. So, you know, you go back to a horse with a similar profile like our boy Malachi, and even go back further, and another North Queensland horse, Murphy's Blue Boy, I thought of. They're similar sort of profile horses.
Yes, they are. I know one thing, when they come down from up there, they must have speed, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how he measures up. Michael doesn't race a lot of his horses up there through winter and through summer, I mean, up there, because it's too hot and humid. And the only thing he said, he can quirky little horse, he can do a couple of little funny things. But one thing he was sure about, he does not handle wet tracks. So a couple of his unplaced runs have not been on wet tracks. So you know, he'll bounce, he'll put himself right there. And I think he can run very well, actually. Yeah,
for sure. Your other runner is Pipeline. I thought it was better than what it reads first up.
It was. He couldn't go to speed in a fast run race. Got a long way back, but he worked home really good, especially his last 150 metres. He worked home really well and stepping up a little bit in journey and done with the speed in the race today. He may not get as far back, but his run was good first up, and he's got good stats here at Rose Hill, and he's good each way chance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's Trapeze Artist pulled up from the trial?
Really good, really good. He looks well, and he's hasn't missed a feed, and he's coping with the heat really good, and I might trial him at a sharp 7:60 on Thursday at Ramwick at this stage. Just to keep him a bit sharp, and he'll run in the expressway in a fortnight. But really happy with it. No, he's going really good. He looks terrific and done a bit of pace work this morning and come off the track well. And like I say, he flat out break in 26 when he gallops here at home. But once he gets the blinkers and the colours on, he's a different horse. But he's coming up really good.
Mm. And before I let you go, what's the Minari story?
He's backing on the water walker at Limitless Lodge. He wasn't getting many mares in foal, so they pulled the plug on him. And he was scanned his suspensory prior to Christmas, and it had scanned out really well. And he's in the water, and we'll scan him again at the end of the month before we put him under the saddle, but hopefully at this stage he'll get back into work, yeah.
Okay. And is the ideal plan to have him running, would it be the winter?
Might be late. I don't know whether we'll get into our carnival here, but you've got the choice of Brisbane or Adelaide in May and June, and especially when they gets back right and Eagle Farms race and right, well, it'd be an ideal track for him, I reckon, but at this stage it's all go ahead with him and see where we end up. But you look at his suspensory the other day and they said it felt really good and no pain or nothing. I told patients, it's been 6 months now since it's done, so hopefully he's okay, yeah.
All right, well, hopefully exciting times ahead for him. Good luck today.
Okay, thanks, Bunny.
Bunny Gerald. Gerald Ryan joining us there. Yeah, good signs there, Duff. The Ferrari's back.
Yeah, Minari the Ferrari. Looking forward to if he gets back to the track, that's for sure. We thought we'd lost him to stud, but obviously a little bit of infertility problems. I've got a mare in foal to him, actually.
Have you?
Might be the only one.
Yeah, might be. That's right.
I think she's in foal.
Okay.
I've got to double check.
Exactly. It could be a unique foal, that one, for sure. But, good to see Trapeze Artist coming back as well. $8, second favourite behind Red Zell for the TJ as well. So mark it up there with Tab at the moment for the TJ on the 6th of April. So lots to look forward to for Gerald Ryan. Sky Sports Radio, listening to Racing HQ. It's 18 after 7 with Ron Duffersey. I'm Jason Witham, filling in for Andrew Bensley this morning. Coming up later this hour, after 8 o'clock, we'll have Ronnie staying with us to preview the Rose Hill card. Simon Denopoulos will also give us his tips, and Trent Langscale from TAB will be joining us. Right now, it's time to have a chat to Kieran Maher. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Morning.
Good to see you have runners today in a variety of venues. Rose Hill, a few there at Flemington. We've got one to go at Kembla. And we might start with the nice, exciting colt you've got in the first race, Igniting. Gee, it was pretty impressive on debut. How's he done since?
Yeah, he's done really well. He just had an easy week after he ran. And then he's had a couple of nice gallops at Rose Hill, and he seems really well.
He just looked a little bit green at his debut, and I suppose he was only off one trial there, Kieran, so he should improve?
Yeah, he's a big raw horse, and I thought he improved a lot from that trial to the race, and he had to do it the tough way, being drawn where he was, covered ground, and I thought he still got through the line really well. And I think he's come on again from that, and both physically and mentally. And, the form of that race has obviously stood up really well. So, he's an exciting colt.
Mm. your other runner in Sydney is All Too Royal. You find another lovely race for him. I know he got an uncontested lead at Canterbury and maybe was a little flattered, but that could well happen again here today.
Yeah, I thought the race before his last start, I thought it was quite a strong race, and they sort of gapped the field and he was a bit unlucky there not to win, and I thought he franked that form last start, and he's just a horse in a good vein of form that's sort of getting through his grades, and like you said, the race maps well today, gets him with a nice claim, gets him with a nice weight, and yeah, he's pretty well, that horse. He seems to be, you know, growing in confidence each start.
Flemington, you've got a couple of three-year-olds in race four, Royal Performance and Dream Big, showing ability.
Royal Performance is a very progressive horse. I think he, you know, out for the 2000 today, I thought he was very good last start, and I thought he closed off as good as anything in the race, but I thought it was a reasonably strong form race. I think out for the 2000, it should be ideal for him today. He should get a nice run. And Dream Big probably doesn't have quite as good a turn of foot, so that horse will be forward in the race and be, you know, it's probably a good each-way chance.
You got Ka-Ching in race six. He was okay first up. How's he come on?
Yeah, I thought he got through the line well. If he gets a nice enough run, you know, I think Damien really suits him. And, yeah, he wasn't surprised.
Race eight, Gerildery Letter, ex-Tasmanian. Gerildery Letter. You there, Kieran?
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, got me. It's in race 8, Gerildery Letter, ex-Tasmanian, on pace winner at Warrnambool.
Yeah, we just dropped him back in class and, you know, to get a bit of confidence. He hadn't won a race for a while, and the horse looks absolutely super. Adam Trinder, he owns most of him and sent him over in great order. Yeah, so the race, there's a bit of speed in this race today, so it's not straightforward as it was the other day. He's going to have to do, he's going to have to do a little bit of work early, or he's going to have to ride for luck a little bit. But the horse is really well and definitely come on.
You've got Black Sail there. It also should be in the finish.
Yeah, he seems to always be in the finish. He's pretty consistent. He doesn't like to win by a margin, but he's definitely in good order. He'll roll forward, and he's a tough bit horse.
What about Rudiger in the last first up since the Palmerston Sprint? What do you say about him?
I don't mind him, actually. He's a horse that seems to be working really well. Seems nice and bright and sharp. So I wouldn't say go there and win, but I'd say he'll run a race today.
Okay. You did have a couple at Kembla. Welcome to Sydney, barriers 19 and 20. I think you decided to run Russian Romeo.
The barriers, obviously, you need a bit of luck there, but he's a horse in good, I think, the extra triple suit, and his work was pretty sharp on Tuesday.
Okay. Did you go the early crow with Dubish like the rest of the population the other day?
No, I never do. I was trying to find the people that did and let them know what they cost me. But no, he was a bit stiff, but... you know, he's a good, strong colt, and, you know, he's a pretty casual horse, so I may even toy with a set of blinkers heading into the slipper.
Okay, so full steam ahead for the slipper. He's showing signs that he'll cope with all that?
Yeah, as I said, he's a very casual horse and takes everything in his stride. He's at Aquas up there in Queensland at the moment. He'll have an easy week and maybe a week on the water walker, and then we'll get him back down to Sydney and maybe the Skyline or the Todman, but he's certainly in really good order.
Okay, beauty. When do you officially move into Warwick Farm?
Hopefully before the Classic sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's our plan, and just got to do a few little maintenance things to the stable, but... yeah, that's the plan at this stage.
How many do you hope to have early days in Sydney?
Oh, well, it's a stable of 30, so I'd say we'll fill that reasonably quickly, and you know, just build the team and systems around that, and really excited, and we've got a healthy little record in Sydney, so I'm keen to get to sort of consolidate and build on that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can do that today with a couple of good chances. Good luck.
Hopefully. Cheers, Duffy.
There's Kieran Maher joining us on Racing HQ, and I reckon Duffy will be a presence when he gets there to Warwick Farm. He's already a presence.
Oh, yeah, well, he's done things the right way, Jase. He showed the product, he showed that he brings the right horses here, and then he announces, I'm going to have a stable here, and owners have stood up and they're looking at it and they're taking notices, and I think he's getting a lot of horses, and I just think he's approached it the right way. You don't bring a second stringer here and just hope. You bring something that's nearly a good thing.
Yeah.
And you show off your wares, and he's done that really, really well.
Yeah, him and David used to sort of do a terrific job, and starting to really reap the rewards of that. Now, you mentioned the horse jewellery letter that Adam Trinder owns racing today at Flemington. Adam had a great day on Launceston on Wednesday night, actually, trying to treble, including the feature. Mystical Pursuit, a really nice filly who won the Alpha Bowl. She's certainly one to follow. And, of course, we see his other really good mare in Mystic Journey return in the Lady Lynette Duff. And
yeah.
I reckon we might see her going around. I think the Australian Guineas is on the radar with her as well.
Wow, look forward to that.
Yeah.
No, they're doing a good job.
100%. All right, we're about to have a chat now to Cameron Crockett. Good morning to you, Cameron.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Stable's had a pretty good run the last couple of weeks. I think you've had three winners, a couple of place getters from your last five at the races, and hopefully will continue today. Andy's a star in the highway. Ran third to the stablemate last time out. He looks a four-year-old with some ability.
Yeah, he's always had pretty good ability. He's done all his work with Orion Fire right through from the time we sort of before he'd raced. So pretty confident when he went to Dubbo and broke his maiden. And then I probably didn't place him the best second up out at Parks. He was probably the best horse in the race again. But he was on a sort of track where you can get beaten by squibs that aren't quite as good as you, and that's what happened.
Mm.
And then he went to Rose Hill after that, and he'd just done a bit too much by then. And he was just, that's probably his only run I've ever had him at the races when he wasn't right. Not necessarily a couple of times he probably wasn't placed to the best effect, but his well-being that day wasn't 100%, and he performed that way. But that's the only time I've had him at the races. And he wasn't right.
Cam, he did catch the eye there last start. 1,100 to 1,400, you wouldn't think that would be an issue?
No, mate. He got beaten by a nose over 1,300 on a soft track first up this preparation. And that was by design because I wanted to bring him back to a 58, 1,100 at Mudgee. And he's a big, lazy horse. And to get him up to the mark, I needed to race him to bring him back to that race at Mudgee, even though he was coming back in ground. I think 1,400 will suit him. I'd probably prefer 1,300, but I'm not going to. It's not a concern, I don't think.
Okay. Is he at his best when ridden quiet?
Don't know, because I'm still learning about the horse. He jumped on speed at Narromine, and Matthew Carl, after he rode him, come back and said to me, Cameron, I probably should have led and he would have won. I'm not sure what the pressure's going to be like in this race today. It doesn't look like there's a lot of speed on paper.
No.
So I'm just going to leave it up to Kieran. I'm just sort of maybe give him a dig out and see where he travels. Obviously, the other day he was never going to go the click they went. Orion Fire has got pretty good gate speed himself, and he couldn't go the click they went. So he was probably entitled to get a fair way back out of his ground in that race. But he did hit the line hard. And when you watch him coming up the straight, Matthew could never really ride him out properly. He was sort of under pressure, pillar to post, and never really got properly balanced the whole way through that race.
So if you said he wasn't right when he was at Rose Hill for the highway last preparation, that's what I'm thinking of. He got keen that day when it was at 1,400, so it was just really he wasn't mentally right that day?
And first time, and we put the blinkers on him.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he appreciated it at all.
Fair enough.
And I also think, he just to me, it's funny when you get horses away from home, sometimes you get a bit of a different read on them. And he sort of just looked a bit tight when he was walking, and he looked like a horse that was just about ready for the paddock. So I'll just put a line straight through that. I think it was all a bit too much for him in his first prep.
Okay. What about the travelling companion, Regal Cannon, just out of maiden class, this gelding?
Yeah, this horse, he's funny because Gay and Adrian had him before me, and he placed in town in a couple of maidens. And he's just one of them horses that the whole way through didn't seem to matter what you put him against. He'd always run second. When they first sent me the horse, I put him on the track and gave him a couple of gallops. And I said, this horse, he's got open company ability. Like, he's got a lot of ability. He's probably one of the best gallopers in my stable. Whether he's the best racehorse or not, I don't know. But as a galloper, he can work as well as anything I've got. So I would say if he turned up and put his best foot forward, he wouldn't be out of the race. The only thing with him is, I mean, he's had a lot of starts and he's only just broke his maiden, but he broke his maiden pretty impressively and probably should have broken it a long time ago. So I thought we'd sort of roll the dice with him a little bit and see what he does. I would have preferred an inside draw for him.
Mm-hmm.
The other horse, I'm not too concerned about him being out a little bit wide, doesn't worry me. But this horse, I would have preferred to have him in a bit closer because he may have to go forward from where he is.
Mm.
And I think he's only got a short spurt, so I don't know that he's a horse. If he got a bit too far out of his ground, I don't know that he'd be able. I don't think he can sustain a long run.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I read a report that you might be thinking of switching the stable to Scone? Is that still on the cards?
Yeah, definitely. My wife's moving there next week with the kids, actually.
Okay.
And so it's been a little bit delayed because I've had a couple of things sort of come up off the track and things like that. So we're getting all those sorted out. And like with Dad passing away, and that slowed us up a bit. And Mum's been moving house, so we've had a fair few things come up. But it's looking like probably a little bit later, around about April or May, it's looking like now.
Okay, well that's.
But I'm looking forward to it because I've been over there a couple of times and had a look around, and I've got pretty comfortable here in Mudgee. But sometimes you've got to step out of your comfort zone if you sort of want to move forward. So that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, 100% right, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge success for you. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Cameron.
See ya.
Cameron Crockett joining us on Racing HQ. Well, everyone that's been to Scone, Duff, reckons it's one of the best places to train a racehorse.
Well, yeah, it is. And you give yourself an opportunity to pick up a horse or two there because it's horse country, you know, and a lot of breeders there, and they might have something that's not shaping up in town, and or even mares, you know, that haven't got in foal, or, you know, just little things like that. You can pick up and show yourself off a little bit. And he's a go-getter, young Cam, and I'm telling you, he'll be a huge success in Scone.
He will be. Yeah, very, very good young trainer, and he's certainly very well spoken too. He's great to interview, Cameron. He always gives you a really honest appraisal of his horses. I think he's sending a couple up to Cowra tomorrow as well. It's Cowra Cup Day, incidentally, as well. I'll be heading up there tomorrow. The level one hot weather policy is invoked there to Cowra tomorrow. I think temp's about 38 degrees. Cowra Cup Day, the preview at 12. We'll take a short break on Racing HQ. Back with more of our interviews with Ron Duffacy after this.
English graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins the Derby. Extra Brute from Stanford.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia just in front of Graceful Glamour. Aristia. Aristia won the Oaks from Graceful Glamour.
And the Autumn Sun in the Guineas.
Four legs in front. The Autumn Sun blazes in spring. Thirds in. Six legs.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? English.com.au.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first million-dollar race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators, and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on this Saturday morning. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. Ron Duffercy is with me as we chat to our guests this morning. Just before we move on to our next guest, let's run through the interim scratchings today for Rose Hill. If you've just joined us, it's a good four. We have fine conditions today in Sydney's west, tops of about 28 degrees. Here are the interims. Race one, it's numbers 3, Antonio Padre, 5, Deep Chill, 8, Oslo, 9, Cafars, 10, Peralta, 12, Vici, and 13, Zuriana. 3, 5, 8, 9, 12, 10, and 13. Race 2, numbers 1, Let's Party Marty, 4, Navigator, 8, Bring the Magic, 1, 4, and 8. Third race, 2, Envy of All, and 5, Gwyneth, 2 and 5. Race 4, it's 14, Gem Dealer, 17, Not Bossy, and the emergencies, 19, Lolita Gold, and 20, On of the One, 14, 17, 19, and 20. Race 5, take out numbers 5, Dissolute, and 7, In Good Time, 5 and 7. Race 6, 3, The Avenger, 7, Poetic Charmer, 3 and 7. Race 7, it's number 9, Sugar Bay Leonard, number 9. Race 8, 4, Woo Gok, 6, Zippity Doodah, and 7, Miss Shanty, 4, 6 and 7. And race 9, number 3, King Tom Lola comes out. No late ones, no undeclared riders. And Robbie Dolan is about to have a chat to us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning. How are you?
No, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. A good book today. 6 good rides. Sweet Scandal, I guess, the pick of them. But we might start with race 2. Highview Bet, the mare for Chris Waller, looked to hit the line okay first up and probably suited by the short step up in trip. Is it your first time on her back?
Yeah, first time on her back. Look, she's nowhere today. She goes around with 50 and a half kilos on her back. Good barrier. Ran well the last day, ran fourth. Hoping for a good run. Obviously, it'd be hard to beat Ronnie Quinton to Ars Lundberg, but look, we'll give it a go.
Yeah, you're right in race 3 a lot, Robbie. You know her well. You went on her last start.
I know her well. She's a very genuine old horse. She was a good horse in her day. She kind of lost her form a little bit, but her 3 runs this time in have been very good. And I actually fancied her going into the last day at Canterbury, a little bit on the sly, but she jumped good, and I ended up leading on her for the race, and she gave a nice kick. So, look, from barrier 5, I wouldn't mind letting her roll on up towards maybe in front or outside the leader again.
Okay. Nikita in race 4, it's a really good pick-up ride, this one.
Yeah, look, very happy to pick up this ride, but a bit unlucky the last day, kind of ran into a couple of dead ends. Barrier's going to be a bit of an issue. We come into 12 with the scratchings, but look, he's a horse with a lot of class, and if she has her best foot forward today, hopefully now we can run home on top.
And Special Missile resuming in race 5. 2 nice trial wins from him.
Yeah, look, talking to Ed and Michael, and they're very keen on him today. His 2 trials have been very good. Blinkers off, and that's another one. He probably rolls forward.
Mm-hmm. Sweet Scandal. Well, you would have saw her last start win. She rolled forward and she won with a bit of authority.
Yeah, she did, and she was pretty impressive in doing so. Obviously Sam is suspended today, so I'm very happy to pick up the ride. There's not much more you can say. She'd be up there on pace from barrier 2, and hopefully gives a good kick at the bend.
Okay, and your other ride's Ever So Natural. It was a better run last start.
Yeah, it was a better run. Another one, she's a good barrier today. Didn't get beaten off the bar by Easy Eddie the last day. I was on Easy Eddie. He won pretty well, and obviously he backed it up with a second in the takeover target, but it was only beaten 2.5 lengths by him. So, look, if he can roll on in front there and get a nice time, you know, I wouldn't be surprised now if he runs in a nice each way bet anyway.
Okay, what's the Robbie Dolan story? You're apprenticed to Mark Newnham, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm apprenticed to Mark Newnham. I've been with Mark for just over 2 years now. I come over here to Melbourne. I was with John Sadler for a little bit, and he kind of got me going. And then I moved to Sydney and come across Mark, and the rest is probably history, I'd say.
Did you ride overseas before you come to Australia?
I had about 80 rides before I come, but I was just finding it very hard to have a go, really, and just to get an opportunity. And I always kind of always believed in myself, but, you know, maybe it was just a bit hard to get a go in Ireland unless you're with a top trainer.
Mm. Anyway, you're making a good fist of it here. You'd be happy enough with the way things are going.
Yeah, things are going well at the moment. 45 winners for the season so far. So
not bad.
You know, even if I don't write another one for the rest of the season, that's still a good feat. So hopefully it'll continue, and I'm very, very grateful for all the opportunities I'm getting.
Good on you. Good luck today.
Good on you, Robbie. Robbie Dolan joining us there. Promising jockey Duff. Wayne Harris, of course, manages him, and, you know, Harry's been a bit crook of late, so
yeah.
A big call out to Wayne if you're listening as well, that, you know, everybody behind you there as well, that
for sure.
Hope you know, get better soon. All right, Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on this Saturday morning. It's coming up to 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. We'll run through our final scratchings at all of our Australian venues very, very soon. Some good racing today from New Zealand as well, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. We've got racing today at Trentham, the Thorndon Mile, the Telegraph, the two Group 1s are on this afternoon, and also it's Wellington Cup Day, the two-mile race. But we're about to be joined by Chris Waller, who is with us now. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Seven of the nine races you represented in today at Rose Hill. We might start with one of your better chances in race one, the two-year-old Accession, who won the English Nursery in good style a month ago. How's he come on?
He's come on really well. It was a good win, and he's had a break since then, just I think about 7 days in the paddock, and everything since then's been straightforward. And obviously the weight is my only concern today, but we still expect him to be very hard to beat.
Race two, Chris, you got a couple of improving horses here. Matawi, good job winning first up as a gelding.
Yeah, obviously a bit tougher today, but he got the job done nonetheless. And eventually I think he'll get out to a mile, but right at last starts, he don't step him up too quick. So that's the reason we're sticking around this distance with him. But he's drawn well, should get a nice run. And obviously Ronnie Quinton's horse is at Lundberg. He'll be take a power of beating, but who knows? Mattel is certainly a horse that's improving.
And Sellers is very fit and in form as well.
Yeah, it was given a really nice ride from Corey Brown last start, which was a big help. He comes into barrier six today, so hopefully gets the same run. And look, she deserves respect. She's starting to put a good winning form line on or next to her name. So, yeah, there's no reason why she can't run in the first three.
Hilo Bet might want a little further.
Yeah, but she'll also appreciate the bigger track. There's been a lot go against her. She's better than what she's showing. But obviously just needs to improve a little.
Shalane in race three, third up, good draw. A race you would hope she'd improve in.
Yeah, her form's been very poor, so needs to improve, as you said. I think we'll try and ride her quiet today. From barrier two, we don't need to drop her out the back, but rather than being sort of third, fourth, where the speed maps may have her, I'd rather go back another few. So she'll be closer to the back than the front, hoping to see her relax and start to finish her races off much better.
Perrette, race five, he trialled on Tuesday quite nicely. Is the 1100 too short for him?
It probably is, but it's the best starting point I could find for him. Obviously, I would have liked 12 or 1300, but from memory, if he didn't win last start, or our first start last print, he was very unlucky over 1200. His class will take him a long way, as a soft draw. But these 1100 metre races at Rose Hill, they're quite hard to make up ground. So that's my only concern, as you pointed out. So at least he'll be attacking the line, and for the punter's sake, I hope he can win, but he certainly won't to follow second up.
Sweet Scandal, she was back to the dry track to win last time. She should hold that form now.
Yeah, it was a pretty dominant win. Admittedly, got a reasonably soft time in front, and I doubt she'd get reported the same run today, but she'll certainly be right up in pace again. Racing against the boys, but yeah, as you said, she's in great form. A couple of kilos off, and home track, and distance won't be a problem, so probably our best of the day.
The Avenger, he won first up last prep. The two trials have been okay.
Yeah, he's come back really well, and he's not a bad horse on his day, which you said he can win first up. So no knock on him, and he's going to get a nice run from the draw and hopefully attacking the last 100 metres.
And a couple of chances in the last, Hysteria scratch last week for this, all in order there?
Yeah, yep. I think it was the 1800 metre wide draw last week that we scratched from, so hoping a good draw, which he's got. So there's no excuses for him at all to that. He should be able to bounce back. There's genuine excuses for most of his runs so far this prep.
And so you win, fourth up on a backup. Should suit him, I thought.
Yeah, I think so, the distance certainly. And you can't fault the way he's pulled up from last Saturday. He's had a quiet start of the week and just an easy gallop on Thursday, which pleased us. So, yeah, we're hoping to see him improve.
The two-year-olds in Brisbane, Big Boy Roy Icelander, any ability?
Icelander had no luck at all. In his debut run last preparation, he's trained on well. And Big Boy Roy, we've got quite a high opinion of. Obviously, only 1,000. Further, but we think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay. Miss Shandy looks well placed there.
Yeah, she was extremely unlucky at Gold Coast last start. Just the only query with her is 2200, and if she can run out the trip and get a little bit of luck, draw, she's going to be hard to beat.
Okay, and you finish with Allback, who's racing consistently.
Yeah, very tough. He's found it. Found his niche up there. It's just a touch easier, and he's fighting like a tiger. So obviously a wide draw today, but Jeff Lloyd's aboard, knows the horse well, and Eagle Farm, it's great to be back racing there. You can actually let the riders ride their normal races and relax a little bit instead of being worrying about up on the pace and where you can and can't win from.
Did the champ do any work this morning in your Winks?
Had a very quiet gallop following up from her trial on Tuesday. She's come through it really well. And, she was out on the course properly this morning, and Q-Bone was aboard. Said the track was close to perfect from a trainer's perspective. And most of all, Winks was perfect as well.
Okay, what about the other champ, Tom Melbourne? How's he ticking along?
Tom, I mentioned the All-Star Mile. He's got the jitters the other day. Started breaking out in a sweat.
I'm ready to press the button on Monday. I've got to start the voting.
Yeah, well, there you go. So he'll have his first up run in the Carrington next Saturday at Randwick. So you haven't got too long to wait, Ron.
Beautiful. Can't wait for that. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Hey, Chris Waller joining us on Racing HQ. Yeah, number one fan club, Duffersey.
He'll win one day.
He will. You'll be all over him, I'm sure, Duff.
I won't be missing out.
No, that's right, exactly. All right, it's now 12 minutes to 8 on Sky Sports Radio. Good to have you with us. We're about to launch into today's scratchings for all of our metropolitan and provincial New South Wales meetings. So let's make a start with Rosehill Gardens on a good four today. And race one, numbers 3, Antonio Padre, 5, Deep Chill, 8, Oslo, 9, Cathars, 10, Peralta, 12, Vici, 13, Zuriana, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12, and 13. Race 2, it's 1, Let's Party Marty, 4, Navigator, 8, Bring the Magic, 1, 4, and 8. The third race, 2, Envy of All, and 5, Gwyneth, 2 and 5. Race 4, 14, Gem Dealer, 17, Not Bossy, and the emergencies of 19 Lolita Gold and 20 Honor the One, 14, 17, 19 and 20. Race 5, it's 5 Dissolute and 7 In Good Time, 5 and 7. Race 6, numbers 3 The Avenger and 7 Poetic Charmer, 3 and 7. Race 7, 9 Sugar Bay Leonard, number 9. Race 8, it's 4 Woogok, 6 Zippity Doodah and 7 Miss Shanty, 4, 6 and 7. And race 9, number 3, King Tom Lola comes out, race 9, number 3. They're the scratchings today for Rose Hill. Let's have a look now at our final scratchings for Flemington this afternoon. And we start in race number 1. Scratchings here are in the first race, number 4, Cathars, race 1, number 4. Race 2 is clear. Third race, take out 10, Riverdance Lad, 15, Olonro Bay, 10 and 15. Race 4, number 5, Catching Beams. Race 4, number 5. Races 5, 6 and 7 are all clear. Race 8, number 12, Hippicus, number 12. Race 9, it's 5 Order of Command and 19 Zalmona. Race 9, numbers 5 and 9. The scratchings today for Flemington. Let's have a look now at scratchings today for our meeting up in Brisbane today at Eagle Farm. First run back there for about a month or so. And second run back at the new track. Race 1, 6 Raging Pole and 7 Shy Boy. 6 and 7. Race 2, take out 7 Makes You Think. 9 Bright Idea, 11 Calzini, and the emergencies of 13 Bargannon, 14 Cool Drafts, and 15 One Strike. 7, 9, 11, 13, 14, and 15. Races 3 and 4 are both clear. Race 5, it's 4 Vaulting Ambition, 6 Private Hero, 11 Sharbo, 15 Lady No More, and the emergencies of 17 Versona Playboy and 19 Tycoon Layla, 4, 6, 11, 15, 17, and 19. Race 6, 6 Sienna Rose, 7 Bell Rock, 13 Axel Rose, 14 Monsieur Bell, 15 Spot on Spot, 6, 7, 13, 14 and 15. Race 7, scratching 5 More Energy number 5. Race 8, 2 Sword of Justice, 3 Coral Bay, 6 The Mechanic, 7 Jaden Tom, 9 of the Day, 12 Kawakini, 15 Our BB, and the emergencies of 19 Conquering Lass and 20 Absolutely Positively, 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, 12, 15, 19 and 20, and race 9, it's number 6, Motion Granted. Time now to have a look at scratchings today for Kembla Grange. Back today after the abandonment, unfortunately, of their meeting last week, but on a good 3 track this afternoon. Races 1, 2 and 3 are all clear. Fourth race, 8 Red Dabawi and 9 Sazavi, 8 and 9. Race 5, 10 Storm Attack, 11 Noble House, 10 and 11. Race 6, it's 5 Deal Breaker, 8 Russian Romeo, and the emergencies of 17 Homogany, 18 Golden Boy, 19 Julkus and 20 Phi Larve. 5, 8, 17, 18, 19 and 20. And race 7, you can take out number 8, Time of Glory, a late rider there. Race 6, number 16, the emergency Lexi's Choice will be ridden by Brandon Griffiths. Time now to have a look at the scratchings today for Morfettville. Adelaide Racing today sees a good 4 track and scratchings out of the first. Race 1, it's number 1, Free of Debt, and 2, Mayozi, 1 and 2. Races 2, 3, 4 and 5 are all clear. Race 6, number 6, Fastnet Latina, race 6, number 6. The 7th, it's 1, Pissarro, 3, Shack, 9, Franked, 10, Teaser, and 12, All Well, 1, 3, 9, 10 and 12. Race 8, 3, Sacred Theme, 5, Silver Hawk, 7, Colesberg, 9, Misidentified, 11, Reap the Benefit, 13, Light the Waves, and 14, Artistic Design. 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, and 14 are the scratchings from Adelaide this afternoon. So that runs you through most of those. We also race today from Tuncurry. Their meeting in Country New South Wales. I'll run you through the numbers only there at Tuncurry. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, it's number 10. Race 3, number 4. Race 4, numbers 1, 10 and 15. And then you've got race 6, number 3, Mr. Rosser. A couple of riding changes there. Chris O'Brien rides race 2, number 6. Race 2, 6, Chris O'Brien. Race 3, 10 is Quinn Yong. Race 5, 3, Chris O'Brien. And race 6, number 13, Ravitude, will be ridden by Alana Skerritt. Brings you up to date with scratchings today for all of our New South Wales and indeed our major metropolitan races around the country. If you missed the tips earlier this morning, Tony Brassel and Steve Hewlett with a couple. Tony Brassel had race 7, number 7, sanctioned. And Morfettville, race 1, number 3, outpost. Race 7, number 7 at Rose Hill, sanctioned. And race 1, number 3, outpost at Morfettville. And Steve Hewlett's best 2 today at Eagle Farm. They were race 2, number 5, Meet Mr. Taylor. And race 6, number 5, Ramtastic. 2 at Eagle Farm from Steve. Race 2, 5, and race 6, number 5. Coming up to 5 to 8 on Sky Sports Radio. You're listening to Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and indeed on Sky Racing, wherever you may be watching or listening. We appreciate having you with us. And if you wish to listen to any of our trainer interviews from this morning, you missed any of them, if you just tuned in a little bit late with Duff, you can see hear them all on the podcast now. They are all available there. Coming up very shortly, we'll be chatting to Mark Van Gestel to hear what the stewards saw. And then coming up after 8 o'clock, Rod will be staying with us, along with Trent Langscale from TAB, and Simon Dinopoulos will be joining us as well to run us through his selections, along with Duff, for Rose Hill, the nine race program this afternoon. After 9 o'clock, it'll be Warren Huntley and Dean Lester to preview a good card of racing today at Flemington, with the listed Carrington Stakes and the English Dash, the two features. 9:30, Bernie Cooper will be along to preview the Eagle Farm meeting, and at around 9:45 today, it will be Chantel Buckley, who is at Kembla Grange this afternoon, filling in for Wayne Harris. After 10 o'clock, I'll be joined by Paul Joyce. Nick Quinn will join us on the phone, and they'll have the Sydney preview. And after 10:30, we'll get into our trots and greyhound previews as well. We'll take a short break on Racing HQ.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott stables, we invite you to join us, as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill in Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same Inglis passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on Saturday morning on Sky Sports Radio and on Sky Racing. Nice to have you with us. So we're about to jump into the Rose Hill preview with Ron Duffersey, and we'll have Simon Dinopoulos joining us in just a moment as well. Trent Langscale will be on the phone from TAB. And coming up after 10 o'clock today, preview of Rose Hill with Paul Joyce, and Andrew Giorgio will be joining us from TAB there as well. Just before we get to Mark Van Gestel to get the steward's take, it is Jim Johnson's birthday today. Those of a finer pedigree, you might remember Jim. He was the winner of the 1963 Melbourne Cup on Gatum Gatum, and he also rode Rain Lover to success in back-to-back Melbourne Cups in 68 and 69. Jim turns 90 today, so happy birthday, Jim. Three-time Melbourne Cup winning jockey. Pretty rare feat, that one, isn't it? Also, just before we get to Mark, it's a good day, a good weekend ahead of us today. I mentioned the good racing group one, racing from New Zealand today, Thorndon Mile and the Telegraph. Tomorrow at Sha Tin, also a very good day of racing for those who love their Hong Kong racing with the Stewards' Cup. Beauty Generation, the international mile winner, will go around for Zach Purton as one of the key chances there. And it's also the Centenary Sprint Cup as well, the group one. You'll see all that action on Sky Sports Radio, hear it there, and of course see it on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We'll have selected coverage of that as well. So good program ahead there. And tomorrow it is Cowra Cup Day. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. A good program there with the Japan Cowra Cup. Andrew Malloy's grand old 9-year-old Zaron is looking for four. In fact, he's looking for five. He's won four straight Japan Cowra Cups, the second feature tomorrow. And looking for an unprecedented five Japan Cowra Cups. So that'll be a good program there. Mick Wallace will be up for Central tomorrow afternoon, along with myself, and the Level 1 hot weather policy.